Yeah. Are there any crazy Philippians in the house?
Amen.
You say, what is a crazy Philippian? You got to get the tapes. We went through that last night. We had a great time on Sunday morning. We had a great time Sunday night. We had a great time last night. And I believe God's going to do some awesome things tonight too. Amen. So are you ready for the test? How many of you were here last night? Remember there was a word about people seeing their blade or their harvest within 7 days? Remember that? How many of you in the room can say between Sunday morning to now, you have already seen a blade or a harvest? Lift up your hand nice and high. Stand up. If you've already seen a blade or a harvest, stand up. If you've already seen a blade or a harvest since Sunday morning to now, stand up. 11 people already. Give these guys a big hand as they sit down. Everybody shout, the word works.
The word works.
See, if you work the word will work for you. Amen. And the key, of course, is working the word. All right. So we've already started to see a blade of harvest. Are you ready for the test? Two people, three people, four people are ready. All right. It's going to be a fun night. I can tell. All right. You shout nice and loud. Put them in the second row, brother. Brother, put them in the second row. There's four seats empty. Is anybody sitting in that second row? Put them in the second row. I always want the good-looking people in the first two rows. Come on. Hallelujah. Just come on, slide down. I see that big empty gap there. I see 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 seats. Just slide on down so we can all be together. How many of you believe we're one family in Christ? Come on now. You know, when you get to heaven, you won't be able to sit in the back row no more because we're going to be sitting together. Amen. We are one family in Christ. God is so awesome. All right. Question number one, I want you to answer it nice and loud. Is it God's will for you and I to prosper?
Yes.
Yep. Don't you let anybody tell you different. Question number two, does God have enough? Yes. 400 billion galaxies growing at the rate of 186,000 miles a second. He can handle your rent. Amen. Question number three, does God want to give? Yes. God so loved the world that he? Oh, he loves to give. Amen. God loves to give. Question number four, why do God's people perish? Lack of money or lack of knowledge?
Knowledge.
You don't have a money problem. You got a knowledge problem. Question number five, who's responsible for my prosperity, God or me? If Joshua could make Joshua prosperous, you can make you prosperous. Amen. Question number six, what does the thief come to steal?
The word.
Turn to your neighbor and say, he didn't steal from me tonight. I'm going to get my word tonight. Amen. Law number one, you're going to reap the same kind as you. Law number two, you're going to reap more than you. Law number three, you're going to reap in a different season than you. What is the one seed that has no DNA? Oh, you guys are good. You're answering all the questions right. All right. Now, I said this twice last night. I hope you got it. You sow by giving, but you reap by what? Everybody say, I sow. By giving, but I reap by saying,
my tongue is my sickle.
Amen. We learned that last night. Your tongue is your sickle. Amen. Don't forget that. Your tongue is your sickle. All right. Turn with me to 2 Corinthians 9:10, our base scripture. Let's start there. 2 Corinthians 9:10. We're going to have a good time tonight. God gave me a message tonight. How many of you want to walk in the blessings? Seriously, how many of you want blessings to overtake you? All right, tonight you're going to learn about the blessing exchange because we're going to study on the blessing. Amen. All right, 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 10. Once you've found it, please say amen.
Amen.
2 Corinthians 9:10 says, and God provides, what does God provide? Seed. And who does he give seed to? That's right. He doesn't give seed to every Christian. He only gives seed to the sower. Not only will he give seed to the sower, but he gives bread to the eater. Amen. And then he'll multiply, and we learned this last night, your resources for sowing. Not just your harvest, but you're going to sow more this year than last year, more next year than this year. Amen. He's going to multiply your resources. Where do you sow? You sow where you're blessed with the word. You sow where you're fed the word. You sow where the anointing is. Amen? There is power in a seed. A farmer always determines the nature of his harvest before he can determine the nature of his seed. Harvest has never followed a need. Harvest follows a seed. Amen. And what else did we learn? You can't throw money in a bucket anymore because God doesn't give you a harvest when you throw money in a bucket. God gives you a harvest on the seed He directed. Amen. He watches over His word, not your word. Amen. And the moment you, what are you supposed to do at offering time? You guys are learning fast. Amen. You pray and obey. And when you sow the seed that God tells you, guess what? You're going to see the blessing come upon in your life. Amen. Sow the seed that God tells you. Hallelujah. All right. Turn with me to John 12:24. John 12:24. Let's go to the next base scripture. We got to get a hold of these scriptures. John 12:24. John 12:24. Once you're there, please say amen. John 12:24. Is that word verily? What did we learn about the word verily? What does verily mean? Something heavy coming down. Amen. Something heavy coming down. All right. Unless a grain of wheat, that's a seed, falls into the earth and dies, it remains by itself alone. But if it dies, if what dies? The seed. It's got to die to your purpose to accomplish God's purpose. But if it dies, it produces. What produces? The seed. What brings my harvest? The seed. What brings my increase? The seed. What brings my blessing?
The seed.
That's right. God don't give blessings to everybody. He gives blessings to people who sow the right
seed.
Amen. Seed brings forth His purpose and destiny. Seed contains in it the supernatural blueprint for reproduction and increase. Where was my heart? Where was the apple tree hidden all the time? In the Where was the orange tree hidden all the time? In the? Where is the next car you're believing God for hidden in the? The house you want God to bring you hidden in the? The blessing you need from God hidden in the? Everything you need is hidden in the? Don't cry to God for your need. Cry to God for your? And then you better sow it. Amen. Otherwise, you still will not see the harvest. Amen. Everything you need is hidden in a seed. But every seed contains a different harvest. So if you keep planting tomato seed, you can pray for corn all day. Corn ain't going to come. Why isn't corn going to come? Oh, that's easy. You planted the wrong seed. That's why it's so important to pray and obey. Amen. You can't. Well, I always put $10 in the bucket. Well, don't do that no more. Don't do that no more. Can't you see it's not working? Hello? You're still broke. That ought to give you a clue. Amen. You want something different? You got to do something different. Amen. All right. Now, we know that we got to get seed. We know when we got to plant seed. We know we got to get led by the Holy Ghost. And we know that if we sow seed led by the Holy Ghost, we're going to see a multiplied harvest in our lives. Amen. Now, let me share with you my story. I was a Muslim businessman, left to die, shingles, blisters, chicken pox, temperature 107.6. In fact, I think pretty well everybody saw this picture, but if you didn't, this is what I used to look like. And in this condition, the doctors left me to die. And as a Muslim, I cried out. And I'm here to tell you, Muhammad never showed up, Allah never came. Jesus of Nazareth walked in the room, saved me, healed me, delivered me, and set me free. He's alive. Hallelujah. And then I looked for a good church. Everybody say, good church.
Good church.
And I found me this little church, about 80 people going to this church, but it was a Bible teaching church. That's what it was so good. And you know what? I love the church. I got there early. I sat as close to the front as possible. I was taking notes. I was hungry for the word. Amen. And I would serve in every department they had. I loved the praise and worship. I loved the teaching. There was only one thing I didn't like about that church. Right after the praise and worship, the pastor would always get up and say, well, it's time for the tithes and offerings. It's time to give. I thought, why are these preachers always after my money? They work for God. Let God take care of them. True story. This is a true story. And the pastor would say, who wants an offering envelope? Well, everybody in the room lifted up their hand. I didn't want to be the only guy that didn't lift up my hand. So I would lift up my hand. I would get an offering envelope. And the first thing I did when I got the offering envelope, I reached into my billfold. And the first thing I did, I looked to the right. Then I looked to the left. I want to make sure nobody watching me. And I took the smallest bit. Don't look so holy. You've done that before. I took the smallest bill. I put it in that envelope. I never put my name. I didn't want them to know who the cheapest guy in the church was. It's a true story. One day, my business was doing good. Well, how good was your business doing? I took home that month $112,000 take home for the month. Anybody want to take home $112,000 for the month? And there I was at church. We had a great time. Of course, the praise and worship was wonderful. Right after the praise and worship, the pastor got up and said, "Well, it's time for the tithes and the offerings. Don't forget now, the tithe is 10%. I calculated in my mind $112,000, and I thought to myself,